All of us have an image of the Oregon Trail. There's the covered wagon, the mom with her bonnet, dad handling the mules, a couple of kids riding shotgun. In that image, they're probably all white. But here's a little known fact. Some of those settlers were actually African Americans. And now historians are trying to raise that profile and celebrate the importance of the African American story along the Oregon Trail. Correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
If you grew up in the 80s or 90s, you probably played the Oregon Trail video game at some point along the way. The westward covered wagon migration occupies a special place in American pop culture. It's been the subject of countless documentaries, like this one on the History Channel.
Germans, Belgians, French, Catholics, Presbyterians, Mormons. One of the world's great mass migrations begins.
Did you notice who wasn't mentioned in that list of Oregon Trail pioneers? That's right, African Americans. But they came west too. Two of them ended up at this modest frame house in Corvallis, Oregon. This is the home of Hannah and Eliza Gorman, a mother and daughter who came west in 1844 and eventually settled here. Patricia Benner and her husband own the house now. Benner points to a huge brick fireplace on the ground floor.
So you can imagine Hannah and Eliza cooking here. It's a strong possibility.
It's not clear whether the Gormans were former slaves. What is clear, they were much loved by their new community. The unfortunate documentation of that is the obituary for Eliza, who died in her early 30s. Benner reads from a local newspaper's description of the funeral.
Her intelligence, modesty, kind and sympathetic disposition, consistent Christian life, and uniform courteous behavior has won the respect and confidence of the entire community.
But the goodwill that folks in Corvallis showed to the Gormans wasn't found everywhere in Oregon. Slavery was never officially allowed, but blacks were urged to leave or to never show up in the first place. Oregon's so-called exclusion laws were only loosely enforced and were eventually removed from the books. But State Representative Lou Frederick of Portland says their impact lasted for generations.
The whole political environment at the time was designed to make sure that African Americans did not come in great numbers to the state.
It may have worked. Today, Oregon has one of the lowest percentages of African American residents of any state in the nation, at just 2%. Frederick is the only African American in the Oregon House. He believes it's important for black Oregonians to boldly tell their story.
A lot of the history has been left out for a lot of Oregonians, for a lot of Americans, in terms of the different contributions that different groups have made to the United States and specifically to Oregon.
Historians say the Gorman House in Corvallis is one of many largely unknown examples of African-American life in Oregon's early days. A group called the Oregon Black Pioneers is on a mission to unearth other examples like this. Kim Moreland is the director. She says she hopes that bringing more stories of black settlers to the forefront will help younger African Americans understand they belong here, too.
It brings another dimension to Oregon's history when we share that type of information. And it's empowering. It's inspiring. For me, it is.
Moreland hopes that stories of African American contributions to Oregon's history will someday enjoy a higher profile. The Oregon Black Pioneers are continuing to solicit public input on the hidden nuggets of Oregon's African-American history. I'm Chris Lehman reporting.